The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in 4 delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast, meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. Today's episode is for Andrea, who requested a meditation on the illusion of control and control in general. Oof, this is a big, big topic. So thank you, Andrea, for the request. And I really like that she used the term illusion of control. Right off the bat, pointing to the fact that we have far less control than we think. And it also brings up this other illusion or myth around control, and that's the belief that a tightly controlled life, having everything together, equals safety and happiness. And we know that's not true, despite so desperately holding on to that idea. So we're going to dive into those illusions and how our need to control can lead to stress and anxiety and exhaustion. And from there, I'll guide you through a meditation to help you release some of that control and hopefully find a bit more balance. Now, there's a certain type of stress that comes with that need to be in control. And there are different reasons that we hold tightly to control, but the root is usually fear. And fear of the unknown. But in reality, we have far less control than we think. And the truth is that all we have control over is our own feelings, our own thoughts, our own actions. Let this be a reminder that we cannot control what other people do. If somebody likes or dislikes you, and we definitely can't control another person's actions, their feelings, their thoughts, their beliefs. So we have a choice. We can stress and worry about the things that we don't have control over, or we can let go of that need to control and trust, release the grip a little bit, allow things to be perfectly imperfect. And I'm here for that second option. And trust is a big one. I think the opposite of control is surrender. And in surrendering, we must trust. So meditation and control, they are very interlinked. In fact, sitting in meditation immediately shows you if you're trying to control. In fact, it's all about releasing control, releasing all doing, and letting everything just be as it is. Your breath, your thoughts, your emotions, your inner world and your outer world, letting it all just be. We switch out of striving mode and tap into being mode. So I'm not saying one is better than the other. We just should have a balance of the two. And many of us operate in striving mode all the time. And the issue with striving is that we're constantly one step ahead. We're thinking ahead, we're very much future thinking, which takes us out of the present. And it takes us away from this ability to really relax, to accept, to allow, which is so, those qualities are so important for our emotional and mental well-being. So if we're constantly in striving mode, we're going to be burnt out, we're going to be exhausted, we're going to be stressed, we're going to be anxious, and it's going to have ripple effects into our physical, emotional, mental bodies. So we have to counterbalance with being. And something we want to watch out for is not to strive towards the being mode. It's more of an invitation, which takes time, it takes trust, and it takes going through the process. You can't rush through it. So we're going to meditate, and I want you to try to release any expectations of the practice. Try not to jump ahead. Okay, so as you prepare for meditation, go ahead and get comfortable. And when you're ready, you can let the body find stillness and close down your eyes. Let's take a deep breath in, filling your lungs with fresh air. And as you exhale, start to release tension from the body, letting go. Let's take three more deeper breaths like that, a full inhale and a big exhale. Twice more, breathing in, breathing out. Wonderful. So first step is just to ground down, ground the body. Let the tension drop out of the mind and into the body. And more specifically, where your body is making contact with the support that's beneath you. So where are those pressure points? Where are you making contact with that support? And as you feel into that support, just checking in with the physical body and notice where you might be holding, where you might be subconsciously trying to control, even in the way that you're sitting. See if you can soften the edges and let yourself be held a bit more. And the theme of today's practice, of course, it's about releasing control. But to do that, we have to accept and allow. And we're going to explore that with the breath. So there's nothing to do with your breath right now. Just see if you can allow the breath to come in and out naturally. And if the breath is shallow, let it be shallow. If the breath is deep, let it be deep. And if it's hard to let the breath just be, you might silently say in your mind, allow. 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 Nice. So you'll continue to let the breath just be as it is. Let's check in with the mind. Just notice the quality of the mind right now, the state of the mind. Just like we did with the breath, can you let the state of the mind just be exactly as it is? If it's agitated, that's okay. If it's peaceful, that's okay. And checking in with your emotional state. If there's any worry or fear or anxiety, All of those feelings are associated with the need to control, with the discomfort of uncertainty. So if you are feeling anxious, worried, or fearful, note that. Bring it to the surface and sit with it without the need to do anything. Just try that. Try sitting with any emotions or feelings that are present for you right now. Now that we've brought our thoughts and our feelings to the surface, we can then be intentional about maybe releasing our attachment to them or releasing our grip on these feelings and thoughts. And let's try that with the breath. So take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, imagine you're just releasing the grip, letting go of the need to control. With each breath, feel the weight lift from your shoulders as you trust and accept. Inhale, acceptance. Exhale, release. Inhale, acceptance. Exhale, release. Releasing control and trusting. Being intentional about letting go of the need to control. Understanding that there's nothing to fear right now. Exhale, release. Take a few more breaths just like that. And noticing any resistance towards what is, whether it's maybe wanting the breath to be a different way or wanting the mind to be in a different state or wanting the emotions to be different for you right now. All that resistance will just create more tension. So see if you can just let everything be as it is and feel into it. Allow, allow, allow. Okay, I'll have you deepen the breath. Maybe come back to a little bit of movement, rolling the head or wiggling the fingers. When you're ready, if you had the eyes closed, you can open them up. And I say this all the time, but I love pairing my meditation practice with journaling. I usually spend a few minutes journaling before I meditate just to kind of get thoughts onto paper. And so I created a PDF for you with a couple of journal prompts that will help you dive into maybe some of the root causes of this need to control and also explore what it is that you need to release, what it is that you need to let go of in order to just soften that grip a bit. So you can find the PDF in the show notes below. And lastly, I'm currently doing a 4-part series called Into the Body. It's totally free and it's just exploring how mindfulness can get us out of our busy minds and feeling good in our body. So the next session is this Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you can't make it live, you can still register and you'll get the recording shortly after. So yes. I hope to see you at Into the Body and simply register in the show notes below. And let's end the episode the way that we always do, with a full breath in a complete breath out, and have a lovely day.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.